Welcome back to KWTO. A very special guest in the studio today, Gerald Harris. Gerald, welcome to the program. Gerald, one of the things we're doing today is we want to know just a little bit about you. You're from Springfield, but you said you were born in Hollister. Is that right?
Well, I wasn't born in Hollister. I was born in Colorado, but we moved. My dad worked on the Table Rock Dam, so we moved up there whenever in about 1956.
And what year were you born?
1943.
Okay. And Gerald, you were in the U.S. Army, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, what year did you join the Army?
Well, Uncle Sam joined me in 1966.
So let's see. That would be 20, 23, 22, something?
I was 23 years old.
23 years old, 1963. Okay, or 1966. So tell us a little bit about, just about how long were you in the U.S. Army?
Just 2 years.
Just 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and where did you go while you were in the Army?
Vietnam.
Yeah. Where in Vietnam did you go?
It's a little town called Cu Chi. It was outside of Saigon, 75 miles, 50 to 75 miles, something like that.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, when you finished up your 2 years in the military, where'd you end up, where'd you go from there?
After the 2 years out of the military, I moved to Kansas City, actually. I moved to Kansas City and started working up there. Worked for a defense plant up there, Lake City Arsenal. And then it kept shutting down, picking up and everything. Then I started driving a truck. And the last, about 40 years in the truck, I guess.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, over-the-road truck driver?
Part of it was over the road. I drove from Montgomery Ward. It was semi-local and all that there until they shut down, and then another company until they shut down, and then I went over the road for about 25 years.
Going West Coast, East Coast, that sort of thing?
West Coast, East Coast, Canada, whatever, wherever the load went.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy that?
Huh?
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I guess I did, because I stayed with it and everything. It's a thing that you're not around people all the time and everything. So you do a lot of thinking and all that there, everything.
I understand. You probably get to see a lot of the United States.
Got to see. I've been in every 48, all 50 states, yeah. Actually.
That's amazing.
But I never drove a truck.
Sure.
Yeah, Alaska, when I was in military, when I was in the Army, we landed there and enough to say that I was there. And same way with
Hawaii. Did you even get a chance to stay the night?
Well, no, I never even got to stay the night. Got to get off the airplane, though.
That's amazing. Gerald, tell us about when did you first start hearing about the Honor Flight?
Well, I heard about it for quite a while and everything. I just didn't know whether I really wanted to go on it. The military, especially in Vietnam and all out there, don't like to hear war stories.
I understand.
And I was afraid, getting on that there, it's all war stories, It turned out it wasn't. I mean, it was a great, great thing.
Well, when did you actually go on the Honor Flight?
It's been about 3 years ago, just before COVID shut everything down.
Okay. So when you decided to go, tell us a little bit about, most folks have never been on an honor flight. What's the process like?
Well,
you have to apply for it or anything?
Yeah, you got to sign up for it get in touch with the honor flight to get that. Have a guardian, get somebody to go with you as a guardian and everything. And not a long pro. Well, I don't know for sure. I had somebody kind of help me on it and everything, as far as help me get through the thing. My son helped me get through it.
And how many kids you got?
I've got two of my own and three stepsons. So I've got five boys. I have all five sons.
That's amazing. Do they live around here?
Yeah. One of them lives in Florida. Okay. One of my sons lives in Florida. The other one lives up there near Kansas City, up there at Holt, Missouri.
Yeah. Okay.
And all the rest of them live, not in Springfield, but two of them are Republic and one down Dozark.
Very nice. Okay. So what was your son's name that helped you get signed up?
David Snyder.
So you decide, you and David start talking about it. You decide to do this. What was, do you remember what the date was that you flew?
I can't remember the exact date. It was in August, though.
In August. Okay. Hot. So it must have been August of what, 2019? Does that sound right?
Yeah, it probably was. It was before the Honor Flight, you know. Yeah. I mean, for the COVID.
Oh, yeah. That changed everything.
And it kind of shut everything down. So it'd been about that.
Now, did the Honor Flight fly out of Springfield?
Yes.
Okay. So what time do you have to be at the airport?
It seemed like it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is early.
Yeah.
So you get to the airport, and then how many people are riding on the flight?
Oh, I don't know. The plane was full, and I can't remember. It was three seats on one side, two on the other. So I think that's the way it was. And so it is a pretty good sized plane. So.
And when you do something like this, did you know anybody else that was on the flight?
I never knew anybody other than my son. You know, I didn't know anybody else.
Okay. So you get to the airport about 3 a.m. What time do they board?
I can't remember exactly. It was probably around 5.
And then during the time that you're flying, are you meeting the people around you, or what's the process while you're on?
Oh, there? Yeah. You're talking to people, you know, all the way around you and everything, and, you know, probably not know their name, but get to know some of their stories and all sure. that there, you know, where they live at and all this here.
How long was the flight from here to the destination?
I would say probably 2 to 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, something like that.
And then you land. What happens after you land?
You land. You kind of get everything. You're assigned a bus to get on. They already have you assigned before you ever leave, you know, what bus you're going to get on. And they have all the buses there, and you get on the bus and everything. And then the buses, you know, they take you from there to all the different memorials.
And you're going to laugh about this, but, after you've sat on a plane and talked to people around you, when you get on the bus, do you talk to different people, or is it assigned seating, or do you just kind of stay with people?
Yeah, usually, on the bus, on the plane, it's they don't go necessarily just like the same way you're going to get on the bus and everything. So it's just getting on the bus and everything. I mean, getting on there and meeting other people.
Yeah. Which were the memorials that you saw when you landed?
We saw, well, we actually saw all the memorials and everything. The World War II Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial, and everything. Probably the Korean War Memorial was fantastic.
Really? What made that one so special?
Well, you'd just have to see it to believe it. They've got a wall that's etched with people's faces. And the people had been in the war and everything, actually served there. And then they, in the field going up to it, they had juniper bushes. And they've got 7-foot-tall statues, of people that would be like a platoon going through there, looking every which direction and everything. And it's with every branch of the service that served in Vietnam, in Korea.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. It really is a pretty.
Had you been to any of these memorials before the Honor Flight?
Not up there. No.
Okay. Okay. You know, it's funny. I've never been to any of them either. And just having this conversation makes me curious just to go see them sometime.
Oh, it'd be worthwhile.
It would be. Okay. How many total memorials are there that you saw? Because I don't even know how many there are.
Well, we went to Arlington Cemetery and watched Changing of the Guard. That was the last thing we did. But we went to World War II Memorial, went to the Korean War Memorial, Vietnam War Memorial. They've got a big Air Force Memorial there and everything with all the spiles, what do you call them, go up, look like jet planes going up and everything.
Uh-huh.
Went to there, and the Changing of the Guard was fantastic. You know, you see that there, and you see the guards come out. You know, so precise, and we just happened to be one of the guys that had been on our flight at one time had served as a guard up there.
Really?
And he was able to tell everybody what it was actually like.
How does one become a guard there? Do you know?
You go through all kinds of. You can't have anything wrong.
Interesting.
You know, you everything's right. You know, you go in there and change, fix your rifle. They come out with a white glove. Uh-huh. If you've got one piece of dust,
interesting,
it's over.
So, what time approximately do you land when you land? Do you remember what time that was?
I really don't remember what actually time.
Pretty early.
It was probably 7 or 8, something
okay.
like that.
Okay. And then is it all contained within one day while you're out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you land, you get on the buses, you go to the various different memorials. The last one is the changing of the guard at Arlington. And then during the different times, do they have dignitaries or anything come out and introduce themselves or say hi or anything?
Well, I imagine there was, not that I remember okay. anybody that
occasionally
actually,
I'll see a politician post a picture
oh,
greeting
yeah.
people and I
oh,
didn't know.
Yeah.
So I assume there was people along the way.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after you get to the changing of the guard, then what, back to the airplane?
Yeah, back. You start back towards back towards the airport. And
what do they do for food on these? Do they take you out to eat? Do you bring your own food, or how do they?
No, they have a. You go to the Navy mess actually. They've
okay,
got a, they've
that's
got a,
awesome.
Yeah, they've got a big mess hall there, and you go to the Navy mess for a meal.
Okay, now which of the branches has the best food?
Well, I would probably say that probably the Navy.
The Navy?
I imagine,
okay.
You know, they're self-contained and everything as far as, you know, everything going.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Army does pretty good, too.
Very good. Okay, so you come back, you fly back. What do you think your best memory was from being on the honor flight?
Oh, I think just being around other veterans. I mean, you know, and just being there.
And you said earlier you don't really like to talk about war stories, but most people weren't talking about that. What's the conversation like? Do they talk about what they're doing now or countries they've seen, or what's the conversation like?
Oh, I mainly see them now and everything. It's just talking about, you know, what they're doing now,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they're doing now.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the age range like on the flight?
Most of it is my age or maybe probably 10 years younger than I am.
Would you say most of the people that go were in Vietnam and Korea?
Yeah. I don't know whether there's any World War II guys on there or
we're
not.
We're getting to the point where there's not a lot of them left.
Yeah, there is. We've got one going to our church and everything.
Really? That's
yeah.
awesome.
And then you saw the one that on the news that went back to Normandy.
I did see that. Yeah, that was really
he's
cool.
a great guy.
You've met him. Okay.
He is I mean, he if you met him, he's got a mind that you wouldn't believe.
That's
for
so
somebody
cool.
say a young 100 years old.
Uh-huh. What have you kept up with any of the people that you went on the honor flight with?
No, huh.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So it's just kind of a day just to have a chance, you meet with people, you don't necessarily you know, maintain those. It's really just a chance to have a day to kind of remember all that.
I didn't understand.
Just a day to go out there and kind of hear from everybody else on what they're doing now and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it you know, it's nice to hear, you know, from somebody that might be on that there. To, you know, just to go and be able to, you know, sit down and talk to them
yeah.
and everything.
Now, are you involved in any of the organizations around here, or are there former military organizations around here, like VFWs?
I haven't down here. I was when I was in Kansas City
okay.
and everything, but I haven't ever joined any down here. Usually, most time, and up until 10 years ago, I was driving a truck. I was all, you know, I wasn't,
yeah.
I wasn't any place around and everything.
So. I understand that. Gerald, it's been really nice to have this conversation. Would you, if you were talking to other former veterans, would you think it's a good idea for them to do something like this?
Oh, yeah. Every time I meet somebody, you know, that has never been on that there, I've always tried to, you know, trying to encourage them to check into it and see if they'd like to go.
And what's the process? Do you, you know, how do you find it? Do you have to go online, or is there a phone number?
You can go online, yeah, and I believe there's a phone number for them. I don't know what the phone number is, but you could go online or Well, anymore you can't look it up in the phone book, but go online and check it out and everything.
Very good. Gerald Harris, he was in the U.S. Army. He went on the honor flight back in August 2019. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.